Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. I was an exchange student in Denmark in 2005 and had an absolutely awful experience with my host family in my school. They weren't the friendliest of people.
Oh, really? Well, with me, there were things that made me a bit sad, but in general, I enjoyed being there. Yes, I know, people can seem a little cold, and yes, even rude.
That's it! And in my very first week, I got insulted by a bus driver when I was trying to clip my card. Of course, it can happen anywhere, but it was a bit sad that no one batted an eyelid.
It's something I experienced as well, to be honest. But Scandinavians seem to be very sensitive underneath the shell. The harder the shell is, it seems, the more fragile underneath. It's a new set of social rules we need to learn, I guess, when we go to a different country.
You're right, of course. And despite all my problems, I miss Denmark so much it's like having a constant stomachache.
I know what you mean. There are things that I really love there. First, the tap water is drinkable. Then, the metro is gorgeous. It's a pleasure to go by train, as the trains are cute inside.
What's more, the sky is often starry because there's little pollution. The air is pretty good. The thing is, I haven't been happy since I returned home to the States. I've gotten to the point that I consider myself more Danish than I do American. But I wonder if it will be difficult to make new friends.
I have friends who live there now who say it's quite hard to make friends or get into their circle. But I think it depends.
Ideally, I plan to move in January. Yes, I know it's the coldest month, but if I don't do it then, I'll get all wrapped up in our city's big spring festival, and then the football season begins, then my birthday... You get the idea. And never...
Yes, and this will also give you enough time to get a visa.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. I was an exchange student in Denmark in 2005 and had an absolutely awful experience with my host family in my school. They weren't the friendliest of people.
Oh, really? Well, with me, there were things that made me a bit sad, but in general, I enjoyed being there. Yes, I know, people can seem a little cold, and yes, even rude.
That's it. And in my very first week, I got insulted by a bus driver when I was trying to clip my card. Of course, it can happen anywhere, but it was a bit sad that no one batted an eyelid.
It's something I experienced as well, to be honest. But Scandinavians seem to be very sensitive underneath the shell. The harder the shell is, it seems, the more fragile underneath. It's a new set of social rules we need to learn, I guess. When we go to a different country.
You're right, of course. And despite all my problems, I miss Denmark so much it's like having a constant stomachache.
I know what you mean. There are things that I really love there. First, the tap water is drinkable. Then, the metro is gorgeous. It's a pleasure to go by train, as the trains are cute inside.
What's more, the sky is often starry because there's little pollution. The air is pretty good. The thing is, I haven't been happy since I returned home to the States. I've gotten to the point that I consider myself more Danish than I do American. But I wonder if it will be difficult to make new friends.
I have friends who live there now who say it's quite hard to make friends or get into their circle. But I think it depends.
Ideally, I plan to move in January. Yes, I know it's the coldest month, but if I don't do it then, I'll get all wrapped up in our city's big spring festival, and then the football season begins. Then my birthday... You get the idea. And never...
Yes, and this will also give you enough time to get a visa.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.